causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Bangs.
But it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. How many believe that today? It don't matter how long it's been. Amen. God has been having to sort your life out anyway. He gave you a promise, but he's been having to sort you out. Because the word that he spoke over you, it won't return to him void. Come on, I said the word that God spoke into your life, that the bar word, it has the latent power. And it's driving to that place called fulfillment. But God's got to sort you out. Amen. He's got to deal with you. He's got to deal with your pride. Come on, he's got to deal with your wrongdoing. He's got to deal with that inner turmoil, that uncertainty, that lust, that stuff that's up in there. God spoke a word. Amen. He spoke. Joseph received that word in a dream. But between the time he received that, there was a path he had to take where God had to work some stuff out of that young man at 17 and prepare him to be a prime minister. I perceive right now, even now, God is working in people's lives. Tell somebody right now, stop resisting him. Stop fighting God. Stop fighting him and yield to him. Amen. You know, there was a message some years ago, Elder, that we did. It was God, Not the Devil. If people were resisting God thinking it was the devil. Sometimes it's God working, you think it's the devil. But it's God working. He's trying to get at something deeper in you. See, if a person that finds his life will lose it. When you're fighting to stay afloat, to hold on to a little piece of life, you're going to lose it. But he that loses it for my name's sake, amen, for my name's sake, the same shall find it. But not that same life. You'll find resurrection life. You'll find the real life. Amen. The life that is able to reproduce after itself. The life that is, amen, the incorruptible life. It's a world of difference. He said, my word, get it back up. My word will not return unto me void, but it will go and accomplish that which I sent it. For ye shall go. Go back. Yeah. For ye shall go out with joy. No, go back to 11. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's right. It'll accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Verse 11, 12, I'm sorry. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. So what God is saying here through Isaiah is that there is no reverse gear to his word. Amen. Once it's released, it's out there. Amen. Look at someone, tell them, it is. Gonna happen. Amen. It's got to happen. Amen. Hell will freeze over. Heaven and earth will have to pass away. If anything God has promised, anything God has released, anything God said returns void or does not accomplish what he pleases. Amen. This is hope for us. How many trust him today? How many really trust him today? I don't care if it's been 20 years, 30 years. Amen. Abraham and Sarah were 100 and one was 90. Wasn't nothing happening.
Amen. Amen.
But it happened.
Amen.
the preceding word will always fulfill that for which it was sent.
Amen.
Nothing can stop the word from being fulfilled.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, what hindered you before cannot hinder you now. Well, I got some believers in here. I said, you got to know that. Come on, you got to know that. What used to bind me up ain't binding me up no more. What used to distract me, it ain't distracting me no more. I realize that word is not going to return void, and I'm not going to be the one holding it up. I'm not going to be the one standing in the way. I'm not going to let behavior or mindsets or attitudes slow down the progress that God has destined for my life. Amen. It cannot happen. It's got to happen. What God said, you cannot be hindered by what used to hinder you. Do you know what that word is looking for? This is what we must grow up and become mature. You know what that violent word is looking for? It's looking for the head of the devil.
Amen. Amen.
If I may put it that way. That word, your seed, God told the woman, your seed will bruise his head. It's always looking for where the devil has put forth some false authority, has put something on your life that don't belong there, has tried to manipulate and strive and oppress you. The word is looking for that to destroy it. You can't be holding on to that pet snake. Get rid of it. It's going to bite you one day. It's poisonous.
Amen.
The seed, this is the fifth thing that we talked about. I think I talked about it, but the seed will pay the price. The seed will pay the price. In other words, he, the seed, will bruise, the seed of the serpent will bruise his heel. I said this the other night, you know, that's a small, what we've been through or suffered is a small price. Think about it. It may seem like in the time that you're in it, it's overwhelming. It's going to take you out. It's all you can take and then some. But when you come out, come on, I said, when you come out, yeah, there's a song that says, how did you feel when you came out the wilderness? When you come out, you realize that was just a light affliction. My light affliction, which is but for a moment. Tell somebody it's working something. I perceive that right now. Some of what people are going through right now, something's being worked in you. That light affliction, God calls it a light affliction. You might think it's the world on your shoulders, but God said it's a light affliction. And it's but for a moment. Amen. When it's all said and done, you're going to even forget about it. You're going to forget how long you was in that trial. You're going to forget about how heavy it was on your shoulder, how it weighed on your mind. You're going to forget about all that. Why? Because it's a light affliction. Your light affliction, which is but for a moment, it's working something in you much more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Now here's where a lot of people make mistakes. He said, while we look not at the things that are seen. Stop getting caught up in the natural realm with people and with stuff because it don't look like it. God says, while we don't look at the things that are seen, for the things that are seen are temporary, but the things that are not seen are eternal. Look at you'll stop being mad with folk when you start looking at the eternal. Yeah, they did it, but hey, that ain't nothing. It was just a tool. It was just an instrument. Amen. You're looking at what's eternal. If you're just looking in the natural, you'll be dealing with people all the time.
Amen.
Attitudes and resentments and offenses and all that stuff. It ain't even about that. While we look not at that, but at the things that are eternal, the things that we don't see. But the things that we see are temporary, but the things that we don't see are the eternal things. Tell somebody, some trouble is good for your bad attitude. Some inconveniences are good for you. Tell the truth. It might not seem like it, but after it's said and done, it did you good. Some trouble is good for our attitude. Attitude adjustments. See, the spirit of the day in today's world, for the most part, not everyone, but yeah, typically in general, but the spirit of the world today is to expand or to gain with no pain or no effort. No pain, no gain. And now we're not talking about, you know, hospital bed or, you know, near-death experience and that. No. See, this is the attitude of the world and a lot of the church world that, you know, you want good things without paying the price. Amen. Without effort. Amen. No, salvation was free. Amen. He gives that to us freely. But the bountiful giver will be blessed bountifully. Amen. The sparing giver, see, that's almost like gambling. You don't want to put a little money down and get a whole lot back. You want to do a little something, but you want God to just bless you, overwhelm you. Amen. That's a gambling spirit. Amen. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Our heart has to always be honorable before God. God doesn't grant us things when we're always looking for the easy way, the path of least resistance. You know, easy, you know, something for nothing. We sow bountifully, as I said, we reap bountifully. Instead of using your faith to get stuff, why not use your faith to go through times of difficulty? Mm-hmm. Not try to escape, but use your faith in the midst of it. Use your faith to rise up above trials. Use your faith to rise up above tests. Rise up above the stuff that tries to keep us earthbound. Number six is the seed is a male seed. It's a male seed. It talks about how it will bruise. He will bruise. The word is the life of a son. The son of God, the word of God is the life of a son. The son is alive inside of you. It's a male seed. So watch these folk talking about God could be a woman. No, God is a father.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Worthiness Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Jesus, your presence has been so sweet today. That's really why we gather here every week. Because there has been a fresh oasis of the river of God by your grace that has been poured out. Not one of us wants to stay where we're at, though. We want so much more. We want life-transforming glory.